Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Part of the issue when this was first being reported on and discussed, then-President Trump and Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, both suggested they had seen evidence that this was formed in a lab, and they also suggested it was not released on purpose, but they refused to release the evidence showing what it was.
Let's not play the blame game.
The government of Thailand contacted the CDC and Tony Fauci's office to say that its intel service had picked up biological anomalies around the lab in Wuhan. In other words, there had been a leak.
Very interesting, but thoroughly supercilious.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Because it comes down to our behavior. You tell me how you act and what you do, and I'll tell you your likelihood of catching COVID.
Can you stop yelling at me, please?
No, I can't stop yelling, because that's how I talk.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the VIPs are out in the conference room right now because the Kowloon's food arrived. It's always great on Tuesday afternoon to get the delivery from the Kowloon. It's Boston's premier Asian dining experience. It's on Route 1 North in Saugus, and they've added all this outdoor dining. And they can seat another 300 people outside in what used to be the parking lot. I mean, they still have plenty of parking, but they have a lot of seats. It's just a great place to go if you have a hankering for fine Asian cuisine. The Kowloon is the place to go. And again, we always thank the Wong family for sending over the food to us on Tuesday afternoons, Route 1 North in Saugus. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This thing that's going on with the Wuhan flu. Remember that? You could practically get canceled for saying Wuhan flu a year ago or less than a year ago. But now everybody agrees that it's not just possible, it's probable that the flu came out of this Chinese government laboratory for virology. And it's just amazing. Glenn Greenwald summed it up very well. And he's the media. He's an internet pundit, but he's mainly a media critic now. It's stunning how quickly in mainstream sectors this traveled, meaning it came out of a government lab. This traveled from, quote, insane, unhinged conspiracy theory that must be censored from the internet as harmful disinformation, unquote, to, quote, serious and plausible possibility for which rational evidence exists. And just to give you one example, and this is a guy, Tom Cotton, who's not going to get an apology for this, but he said a year ago that there was a possibility this came out of a Chinese government lab. And the New York Times in February 2020, this was the headline on Senator Tom Cotton. Senator Tom Cotton repeats fringe theory of coronavirus origins. March of this year. Another group of scientists calls for further inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus. Isn't that something? What a difference. And this is from the Washington Post. Timeline, how the Wuhan lab leak theory suddenly became credible. It was always credible, apparently, because these people like Tom Cotton were right about it a year ago. So this guy, Glenn Kessler, the Washington Post said renewed questions about the virus's origin brought a rush of alternative theory. Let's be clear. This is last year he said this. Glenn Kessler, who now says it may be real. No scientist we spoke to thinks the new coronavirus was designed as a bioweapon. The Trump administration's messaging is often accompanied by anti-Chinese rhetoric that made it easier for skeptics to ignore its claims.
Did it come from a lab? This is what he said last year, April of last year.
This is doubtful. A fact-checker investigation found the balance of scientific evidence strongly supports the conclusion that the new coronavirus emerged from nature. Too many unexpected coincidences would have had to take place for it to have escaped from a lab. But now it appears it has escaped from a lab. So is Donald Trump going to get an apology? I don't think so. The Huffington Post, by the way, has last year branded any suggestion that the virus could have stemmed from a lab as a toxic conspiracy theory. May of 2020, CNN, editor-at-large Chris Saliza wrote a scathing attack on the suggestion entitled "Anthony Fauci Just Crushed Donald Trump's Theory on the Origins of the Coronavirus." He crushed it. So Tucker Carlson had a summation last night of how long Fauci had known and why he is lying. Cut 8.
Fauci's own employer, the U.S. government, publicly released compelling evidence that the virus he devotes his life to fighting escaped from the very biolab that Tony Fauci has sent American tax dollars to fund. And yet somehow Tony Fauci was totally unaware of this. He didn't know it till he read this weekend's Wall Street Journal. It was news to him, bolt from the sky. Totally new information. Can we believe him when he says that? No, of course we can't. In fact, this show has heard that on or about November 19th, 2019, right around those time those Chinese researchers became the first COVID patients on planet Earth, the government of Thailand contacted the CDC and Tony Fauci's office to say that its intel service had picked up biological anomalies around the lab in Wuhan. In other words, there had been a leak. Now, we can't confirm that the Thai government sent this message, though we believe the Thai government did. We do know that several other allied foreign governments, including the governments of France and Australia, have gathered evidence showing the virus escaped from a Chinese lab. Yet Tony Fauci, who runs the whole thing, didn't know any of this? Come on, of course he knew. Fauci, in fact, has known from the beginning that the virus may well have come from that lab. Many people have known that, but Fauci lied about it for more than a year.
Fauci lied about it for more than a year. And who outed him? Senator Rand Paul at a hearing in the Senate on the gain of function research that was being done at the laboratory, which basically put these viruses on what amounted to biological steroids. And so here you have Rand Paul, who was shot at by a Bernie bro in 2017 at a congressional Republican baseball practice, who was then assaulted while he was raking leaves in his lawn in Bowling Green, Kentucky, by a moonbat physician who was his neighbor. The guy tried to kill him. And then last summer, he went to the White House for President Trump's acceptance speech when he won the Republican nomination, and he was menaced by Antifa BLM thugs when he and his wife left the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to walk home that night. And now it turns out that he has he's received packages of white powder, and again at his house in Kentucky, and all these Twitter messages threatening to kill him. And now he has blamed. He's pointed the finger at the 1980s pop star Richard Marx,
As a repeated target of violence, Paul said in the statement, it is reprehensible that Twitter allows C-list celebrities to encourage violence against me, and my family. Just this weekend, Richard Marx called for violence against me, and now we receive this this powder-filled letter. And I mean, how is it that Twitter can ban Donald Trump, but it can't ban this guy Richard Marx after basically saying that Marx tweeted that if he ever met the senator's erstwhile neighbor, this is the doctor from New Bedford originally who assaulted him, broke some ribs and punctured his lung, he would hug him and buy him as many drinks as he can consume. But that's okay. And Paul linked Marx's dismissive social tweets to the potentially dangerous package, which according to Fox News contained an image of the senator in a neck brace wearing a cast, using a crutch and with a gun to his head. At the bottom of the picture was the caption, "I'll finish what your neighbor started, you bleep bleep." Well, you know, maybe Marx didn't write that, but, you know, he was basically using verbal language that would be described as hate speech.
Well, as Kamala Harris has said of Trump, he may not be firing the shots, but he's certainly tweeting out the ammunition.
Well, there you go. That's a good way to put it. And in the meantime, and also, you know, another thing that Twitter has been allowing is these rabidly anti-Semitic comments about the Gaza Strip conflict that's been going on. According to the latest count by the Anti-Defamation League, 17,000 anti-Semitic tweets at least have gone out. And Twitter's done nothing about it. But again, Donald Trump remains banned from Twitter. So what's that all about, as Nancy Pelosi would say? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was the result of 5+ years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at a patented sit-in motion technology that positions the hips into natural ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? I'll bet you do. Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? I'll bet you do if you don't have a Backstrong chair. Do you have back pain or loose feeling in your legs because you're sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office. Backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews, 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie to get yours. Go to backstrong.com today. It's the best chair you've ever sat in, especially when you're working for multiple hours a day. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. You know, the media have joked about what happened to Rand Paul in the past. For instance, Casey Hunt. This was Casey Hunt from MSNBC after it was reported that that he was attacked by this this nut in Kentucky, his neighbor. And I mean, again, broken ribs, punctured lung. I actually think he had part of his lung cut away. He was in deep pain. I never had a broken rib, thank goodness, but I'm told it's extremely painful. He was in tough shape for a while. And this was the way MSNBC handled it.
New details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with six broken ribs. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't want to. Clearly, Senator Paul is still struggling. Paul's neighbor, Rene Boucher, is accused of beating the senator. And GQ reports that lawn care issues may well have been at the heart of the.
Yeah, I think GQ was full of it. I don't think GQ knew what they were talking about. 844-500-4242. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Supreme Court hear the Asian discrimination lawsuit against Harvard University?
Yes, they should.
89% say yes.
89, it went down a little bit. All right. Well, I'll read it this hour. The Wall Street Journal editorial about this. It's a very cogent argument. By the way, we still have some Fun Spot gift certificates. It's the largest arcade in the world. It's been around since 1952. It has over 600 games in Laconia, New Hampshire, including 300 classic arcade games, a 20-lane 10-pin and candlepin bowling center, cash bingo, indoor mini golf, a restaurant, a tavern, and much, much more. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot for just $25. Grace and I are going to be broadcasting live from Fun Spot on a week from Friday, June 4th, from 12 to 6 p.m. Get your tickets now and come see Grace and I. And this is a great thing for if you're in the Laconia region this summer. It's a great, great gift certificate to have in your pocket. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store. Is Rene Boucher in jail where he belongs? I think the judge originally gave him no jail time, right? And then I think they appealed it and they may have gotten just a brief jail time, but he basically tried to kill. If somebody did this to you, I guarantee you, nobody, you wouldn't be laughing about it. Like Casey Hunt was laughing about it. Someone tries to kill you, You're not laughing about it. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Just wanted to give you some good news.
Yes.
My husband and I took a drive up to Salem, New Hampshire today to the baskets.
Yes.
No masks necessary.
Did it say that on the front door?
No, this is what happened. I didn't see any sign on the front door about masks. So I went over to the customer service desk, and I said, do I have to wear a mask in here? And she said, no, actually you don't. And I said, well, why is everybody wearing a mask? She said, I don't know.
Because they're from Massachusetts.
Right off.
You're too close to
so
the border there, awesome. Nancy. That's why they're wearing masks. They've been beaten into submission. They're Massachusetts sheeple. Those are the people that were shopping there this morning with you. So what was the percentage that weren't wearing masks?
Yeah, I'm going to say of about maybe 250 people in the store looking around. I was, trying to notice. I'd say I saw three other people without masks on.
God. I'm waiting for the official announcement from Market Basket that as of Saturday morning, there will be no masks required in Massachusetts. And people have texted me and said that they work there and that they've been told that there aren't going to be any, but we have no official word of it anyway. 844-500-4242.
As I've said before, not everybody's open to the good news just yet. It takes some time.
That's right. We have to get the word out.
Their hearts have to be prepared.
Think of the New Testament, John 3:16. That's all. I'll leave it at that. We got to get the word out. And then we'll be backsliding like Charlie Parker trying to keep the the town halls and the city hall shut down for the entire summer. He wants the vacation to continue for the Hackorama. But we will win in the end. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Oh, this is surprising news. That guy, Rene Boucher, again, originally from New Bedford, who he's an anesthesiologist, or was, who assaulted Rand Paul, almost killed him. He actually did some time. I mean, he didn't do years, but I found a story saying that he was going to report last September, and I just looked up the BOP, Bureau of Prisons website. He was only released last month, April 21st. So he did 7-8 months. That's pretty amazing. 63 years old. His BOP number, that's the ID, 919212-033. 63 years old. By the way, though, I got to rat out the Bureau of Prisons website to the woke police. You know, when you try to find out where a guy is, or, you know, and when he was released or if he's still in, they give you a choice, you know, name, age, race. But sex, they only have two. Two. Isn't that a hate crime? I mean, aren't they missing about like 55 or 71 different genders? Come on. 844-500-4242, 603. I work for Hannaford in New Hampshire. We are no longer required to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated, both employees and customers. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I want to go back to Market Basket. I'm already doing my shopping list for Market Basket. 844-500-4242-781. I think we need to start being really nice and telling people they don't need a mask. I'm not saying, okay, approach an outraged Karen. But if I'm in a Market Basket in Salem, I would gently tell someone they don't need the mask. Nudge them towards the CDC guidelines. We got to start speaking up. I told you I did it today in the elevator. This woman was kind of shocked that I walked into the elevator. She had her dog with her. And she had a mask on, and she was shocked that I walked in without a mask. And I said, the scam is over. Well, I don't guess that was as diplomatic as this texter would have wanted it. But I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And she said, are you vaccinated? And I said, yes. And then I repeated, the scam is over. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. This is Chris from Western Massachusetts, GOP Patriots Political Action Committee.
Yes.
The town of Greenfield once again canceled their Memorial Day parade, which is always popular. Well, of course, it was canceled last year because of the China Communist Party virus. But
you can no longer get canceled for that, Chris, by the way. It's okay to say that now.
But they had their bee festival. That's bee as in honey and pollen. And they had a big crowd. Nobody was wearing face masks at all. That was allowed to go on last weekend, the bee festival. But they immediately turned around and canceled the popular Memorial Day parade where we can honor our war dead.
Right. You know, when I was a kid, that was a big thing in Deerfield, too, the Memorial Day thing. You know, Frank Boyden, the headmaster, in those days, he was in his late 80s when I was there. He'd been born right after the Civil War, 1876. So he had grown up with all these Civil War veterans. You know, that's what Memorial Day is all about. Honoring the Civil War dead. And I mean, it was a big emotional thing for him, Chris. It was a big day. I mean, before it became just another 3-day weekend, it was a big thing in places like Western Massachusetts, where so many people had served in the Civil War, you know?
Listen to this. We just had a huge fundraiser at a gun club last Saturday. We had 150 patriots, you know, helping raise money for our PAC. And we had more people there than Jim Lyons had at his Vernon Jones event at the barn in Andover. And, you know, we don't care that we hope Jim raised money. The party needs it.
Yeah.
But how about that? We had more people, more patriots, more unwashed.
Was this in Miller's Falls?
Yeah, it's Montague's the town, and Turner's Falls is the urban decay center where all the drug addicts and welfare queens live.
Now I used to go there for the all night eats with Michael Metallica Rapunzel back in the early 70s. Come on.
Yeah, was that the diner right on the Connecticut River?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay, nice. Yeah, well, Turner's Falls is a dump. But, you know, we just wanted to point out that, you know, we had conflicting events.
Yeah.
It wasn't done on purpose. And Real Patriots, it was...
No, I heard that Jeff Deal was your speaker, and he did really well, and a lot of people asked Jeff Deal to run against the former state rep from Whitman, who ran against Elizabeth Warren. They asked him to run against Charlie Parker. Thanks for the call, Chris. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Howie. So you know Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco have already allowing people, they say, who are fully vaccinated to not have to wear masks. I go to Market Basket all the time. I don't wear a mask. And so what happens is I was talking to one of the people there that's fully vaccinated. She's been vaccinated for, I think, a month or something. And I said, oh, you got to get to take your mask off the 29th, huh? And she said, no, I'm going to keep it on for a while. I said, you are? And she's like, yeah, I you can't be too careful. I'm going to keep it on for a while. And
Actually, I think you can be too careful, right? I mean, if you don't want to get killed in a car accident, you could walk to work or buy a donkey or something. But I think that would be an overreaction to the threat of death, wouldn't it, Dan?
Yeah, one guy used to wear three masks when he was there, and I asked him, how do you breathe? One of the workers there, nice guy, but he had three masks on, and I don't know how he was getting air.
Oh, man. I don't know. How would you deprogram these people, you know? I mean, I know deprogramming became very unpopular in the 80s and the 90s, and, you know, they went out, especially people who were trying to deprogram transgenders. But, I mean, in this case, don't you need to figure out some way to tell people that, like the Japanese soldiers after World War II, you can come out of the cave? Emperor Hirohito doesn't want you in that cave anymore. It's all over. Admiral Yamamoto has been dead for 30 years. You don't have to stay in the cave anymore. I don't know. How long will this go on? I mean, when will be the last time that you see somebody just walking randomly down the street with a mask? Probably for the rest of our lives, I would think. None of us here in the VIPs or me, none of us are spring chickens. I'm not sure kids, though, are ever going to see a time. I'm not going to see a time. Are you a spring chicken?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. 844-500-4242. Bevette, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bevette.
How you doing, Howie? Long-time listener, first-time caller. How
Thank
you been?
Thank you. Good.
Love your show. Listen every day. I just wanted to say I was pulling in listening to your show, and I'm sitting in the Market Basket parking lot right now waiting to go in, and I have never worn a mask. I have changed nothing in my life since the beginning.
Good
of
for you. And you never took any crap at Market Basket, not even like last summer or last spring?
I've had people say stuff to me. I just ignore them. I had a guy in Drake, in fact, call me the DB for not wearing one. He followed me out of the store and everything. And then another gentleman got out of his car and said, I said, are you okay? He says, yeah, but if this guy comes near you, I have to stand up for you because I'm a gentleman and I wouldn't even talk like that in front of a woman. And I said, oh, don't worry about that. I'm from Lowell. I'll take care of this guy myself.
We're having a lot of good Lowell talk today. First with about Fun Spot, now this. Were you in the Golden Gloves, Bevette?
No, I wasn't, but my brother-in-law, Thomas Perez, was. He used to actually spar with Mickey Ward.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing in Lowell, you know, you say somebody's, Marvin Hagler, yeah, he's coming into town, he's the middleweight champion of the world. Yeah, so what? He didn't fight in the Golden Gloves. Rocky Marciano, yeah, he was good for Brockton, but he was never in the Golden Gloves. Thanks for the call, Bevette. You think Drake it to me is like America. You know, I would think that there would not be this problem, but you got these people everywhere. They're like cells, you know. Only these aren't communist cells that J. Edgar Hoover was promoting so he could get a bigger budget. These are real cells of people who are concerned. 844-500-4242-207. Before going reverse Karen on someone wearing a mask, consider there are some of us with immune system problems that have legit reason to be concerned. I understand. All I'm saying is, I don't want anyone saying anything to me. If this woman hadn't like looked at me like I had two heads when I got in the elevator with no mask on, I wouldn't have said anything to her. But I mean, she was just concerned. And you know, the other thing that gets me is all these people, they've been following the science for all this time, right? And they've been ostentatiously following the science, pompously, loudly hectoring us about following the science. Now the science has turned like the worm has turned. And all of a sudden, they don't need no stinking science. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen to this. I'm from Maine, and I heard this today. So yesterday, Maine got rid of the mask mandate. If you're vaccinated, supposedly,
yes.
Yada, yada, yada. But the state house did not. So all the Republicans that walked into the state house today without a mask got met by the Capitol Police.
Yeah.
Then Governor Mills decided to punish them by taking away their committee chairs and giving it to a Democrat.
Right. It was actually the Speaker, Ryan Fecteau, who did that. But that was yesterday. There were six Republicans and one Libertarian who came in, and they got stopped by the Capitol Police, even though it had been a front page headline in every paper in Maine for days, saying that this was the end of the mask mandate indoors, but they put it in. Brian, stay tuned. We're going to have Representative Sampson from Alfred in York County, one of my old stomping grounds near the jail. You know the jail? Yeah, he knows the jail. He's from Alfred, this guy, one of the VIPs. We're going to have her on talking about it. And I loved her quote in the paper this morning. She said, "I thought I was following the science." And now she's lost her committee assignment. I mean, it's not a big deal because the legislative session is basically over, but they're just trying to enforce, they're just science deniers. It's ridiculous. It's just so bad. Anyway, thanks for the call, Brian, and thanks for pointing that out. And again, we'll have Heidi Sampson on at 6:05 tonight to talk about this. 844-500-4242. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you is take your Raycons with you. Grace and I will be driving up to Laconia a week from Friday. We'll be going to the fun spot, and that's a ways up there. So we'll have a lot to listen to on the way up. And, you know, Grace and I just don't share too many musical tastes. We don't, we like different types of music. And I'm sure there's people in your family or your coworkers that you don't share any musical tastes with. Or dislikes maybe. And so that's why you need Raycon, so everybody can listen to the music that they want. Like for me, again, we talked yesterday, a lot of us like Bob Dylan. Even more of us in the Howie Carr listening audience don't like Bob Dylan. That's why you need Raycon, so you can listen to Bob Dylan, or I can listen to Bob Dylan, and you can listen to somebody else. That's where the Raycons come in handy. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears make all the difference, whether it's harmony in your car, your workplace, or your own home, or just enjoying the music. Even if you're by yourself, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. It's really great, too, that they have 24-hour battery. So if usually you can just charge once before the weekend and just use them all through the weekend. 24-hour batteries, that's more than most earbuds have. Listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time, it's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man. But he
he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
516 says, I was at Walmart today. A Karen was complaining to the manager about mask policy because there's no masks in Walmart. The manager offered the woman the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which was being given out at the pharmacy. She said no. Well, you know what? You don't want to take the vaccine? Well, how about a donut? Burger? Beer? Wine? Would you like a lottery ticket? How about a college scholarship? You know, how much more stuff can they give away? I mean, how much fear can there be if people still aren't getting, a lot of people still aren't getting it with all these incentives? Although I guess the number of people in say like Ohio has increased since they set up the $1 million lottery and the college scholarships. Webby, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Webby.
Yeah, Howie.
Yes.
Yes, I met you a couple of birthday parties ago. Nice to meet you. But I'm in Draycott over here, and they just built a new market basket on the river.
Yeah.
And I was in there a couple of months ago. It was still cold out, and I'm around the cheese case, and I hear this guy on the other side say, excuse me, sir. And you know you're in trouble when you hear that.
Sir, yeah.
Well, I had my mask below my nose. He said, you might want to pull your mask up over your nose. And I walked over to him, and I pulled my mask down and said very quietly, go bleep yourself. And I walked away.
Now that's more the Draycott that I know and love. Rather than someone chasing a woman through the parking lot from Lowell, of all places. You know, when you're in Draycott, you never know where the person you're chasing has come from. They could have just come from the Golden Gloves.
And I've been to the Gloves several times. But so I walked away, and he's going, you might be infecting people. You might be. And I just had the bird up in the air and seal it.
These people got little enough to do with their lives, don't they, Webby? Again, it comes down to the Hank Williams song, Mind Your Own Business. Minding other people's business seems to be high-toned. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. That's my motto. I don't want any trouble. You leave me alone, Karen, I'll leave you alone. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Nice afternoon. Got some beautiful weather. I just wanted to say that I'm not seeing the science. I'm a medical professional. Clearly, people that have had COVID have acquired immunity. They're not even recognizing or acknowledging that. I think it's all a bunch of BS myself. I've been all over, not seeing it. I just think that it's absurd. And to ask someone if they've been vaccinated is a direct and absolute violation of HIPAA.
Yeah, the people say, well, technically, you know, HIPAA's between medical facilities and health clinics and all. It certainly violates the spirit of HIPAA, though, doesn't it, Nancy? I mean, you never,
well,
if you saw
no,
a fat person.
You have
person,
a right to privacy.
Yeah.
It's privacy.
You know, I mean, if you saw a fat person, a fat woman, you wouldn't say, are you pregnant? Or if you saw a fat guy, you wouldn't say, do you have some kind of thyroid condition or an eating disorder? You'd never say something like that. So why do you feel you have the right to ask somebody if they've been vaccinated or not, Nancy? Right?
Yeah, they don't. They don't have the right. That's personal medical information, period. That's it. They really don't have the right to ask that question. It's none of their business.
Do you get the feeling that most people in the medical field think that this has kind of been overhyped for a long time and should be over?
I see both sides, and I guess maybe I should say I see 50-50. There's those that are compliant and decided to get an experimental vaccine. There's those who work in emergency medical and are concerned because they've seen the worst case scenario.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Nancy. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.